is to a beggar, one is not mechayev toifer, one mechayev mishim kosher, but it wouldn't be tefillah. Legabe klayim, yeah, it's considered tzeinat ishtem yachtov. That's the famous klayim betzitzis. If you got a beggar shel pishtim and chitin shel tzeinat, the klayim. So we see that klayim is more chumer than tefillah. Yeah, and yet the Tumas Hadeshin understands that if you have a connection with buttons or with hooks, which are, even if you intend to keep it like that for posterity, is the right word?
Posterity.
Yeah, posterity. That's what yeah, I'm joking. Yeah. Posterity is what menish chayv gevein mishim. Mishim klayim is called the choymer, not mishim toifer. So the modern, the hunting of poskim speak, comes winter, there are people who have coats, or the patrasiyah, and you have for summer, you take out the feet of the lining, it's a sort of a warm lining, and you zip it in, or you button it in, and some people put it for 6 months, and other people, when they put it in for poskim, parity. Yeah. Are you chayev mishim toifens and dandavim? Lechoyle for trimisadation, lechoyle a zip. Yeah, it's the same as a button, whatever. Someone got buttons, someone got zips. A finish, but lechoyle, even if it's there for good, yeah, if lemas it's something which is easier open than closed, that you're not chayev even mishim klayim, was the zechen ish gedaf. So that's the question: whether you're allowed to do it on Shabbos? Yeah. I'm saying. Yeah. The emphasis I'm just thinking is the Tumas Hadeshin that the Gabra de Reis one could say maybe with the Rabbunan Zolzanus.
Yeah. Is a zip called
Tofa? Yeah. So it's a zip on a jacket, and everyone understands. Are we talking now a zip for lining, which is something which is not something which every hour you open and close, yeah, as if the push of us emitter. Yeah? So the question is that the, I don't know what's his name is.
Charlie Bloom.
Bloom, yeah. No, I'm saying, yeah, you understand that to close a zip on a jumper, one is permitted, yeah? Oh, what's the difference between that zip and the zip of the...
You're making a permanent...
Oh, because you make a permanent connection. Oh, so that's a question. How permanent... You can understand that there should be a difference. There's a very interesting bi'alucha.
The aniva is always temporary. So when you interfere with aniva, you're going to call the shitter the...
No, what we're trying to say is even the shitter says that it has to be permanent... Yeah, so even so he's saying if the aniva is permanent, although you wouldn't be mechayev al kosher, but al toifer you would be chayev. That's what they want to answer.
That's no stronger than the zip. The aniva is no stronger than a zip. Aniva is also a temporary, like a zip is temporary, aniva by nature is temporary.
So then how can I be, what you want to say, so how can we answer that those Rishonim who say that Shira Tefillah has to be permanent. Yeah? So then you have to have a permanent kosher. So we asked, I was a technical mission kosher, so I wanted to answer that it's also aniva. So you say that aniva in definition, lemasa, you can have an aniva which is there for good. So als kosher you won't be chayv, because in Metzias, it's a nishkandos, but of tzchayz amishim teufer, where the only thing is that the lemasa will disconnect. If by the lemas you've got an aniva, although aniva is nish kshira shel kayyuma, but maybe it's enough to make that the tefillah should be a tefillah shel kayyuma. The question about aniva: are we worried that it lemas it will undo, or it's very easily undone? So I'm saying, sedu who want to answer that als teufer it should be considered a tefillah shel kayyuma is enough that if you know on either the mush the safety pin we understood also. Yeah, again, besides the problem that the safety pin is something which you open and do, but if not, although it's easily undone, the masa, you've made two tekifas, and the masa, it's not going to open from itself. Rabbi Alucha comes in the Moedik Echidish,
and... The buttons were shutless. Is that mutter?
The Tumas Hadeshin says that if it's buttons, which, although you intend it to be joined for good, you have the sleeve to the beged, since it's easily open and undone, is not a problem. Only if you would afterwards sew up the buttonholes that you wouldn't be able to take it out. Are you planning to? Yes.
No, I'm just saying, you put a coat on Shabbos, that's what I was thinking about. Your buttons on a coat, that's why it's okay to open
clothes. And that's our problem with kosher. Yeah, but over here the chiddush is a coat, hopefully people put on and off every few hours. Yeah, I'm saying here, this joining of the beged is meant like the zip in the lining. Yeah, we understand there's a difference, a zip in a jumper and a zip in a lining, because zip in a lining is something which is either completely permanent or zecher more permanent. Yeah, it's not done.
So that's the
question. Kenana isa the raisa nishtu, or the nasa mefir. The poskim say one shouldn't do it. Cancel out the rabbuna or the bialucha of the gata moedig gechidish. The Rambam says that toifer is not only with a thread. It's getting late. Even if you take two papers and you stick them together with glue, is ochto chaim shim meleches toifer. Toifer is the master. Yeah, so there we see tefillah doesn't always have to be with a thread. We still can understand that the pin is different than glue. Glue is a permanent glue. So he wants to say that even if you take two pieces of wood and you stick them, glue them together, chaim shim toifer, never bring araya. The Gemara says by kunin, if you take reeds and you join them together, is a prevented toifer. And the Achronim question that tefila lechoyle is when you join together two soft things. Taking two hard things and putting them together is not what tefila is normally about. And the Gemara of Kunim is something which is pliable, spendable. The Shmir Shams Chusa wants to say even more. Even if you have a sticker on a bottle of mushul, and you want to take off the sticker, forget about the problem of koraya, of tearing the words. If there's a meleches tefila on, according to the bialucha, sticking wood to wood, so sticking a piece of paper on a glass, is that because it's a soft thing to a hard thing. Mad of taking two hard things and sticking them together, the Bialuk says it's toifer, so then taking that off would be a shala of keraya and a masa. The Reb Shem Zalman, another question, the Bialuk. What I saw brought down is at the Pashkevil, I don't know how you say that in English, in Etzisur you have on the walls stuck. Things. So that's certainly not something which is intended to stay, because usually within an hour or two that's ripped. So that would be a shala, that's a shala, the soft thing on the hard thing, and it's something which is temporary. So I remember, I saw this, I prepared for Shia, I phoned up a bucha who I learned from Yeshiva 42 years ago, and it was Shabbos Zucha, and there was someone there who wanted to have a go at him and made the Pashkevil against him and put it in the Surim Shafter behind the Shas, and his intention was to take out the Shas and after the whole Shabbos someday. I don't remember whether it was before Shabbos or by Nashmusha, so I was Chosh Mishim Koydah Zabucha, and I took it down, so afterwards when I saw this, I don't know if I knew it at the time, it was a shala, the soft thing against the hard thing, and it's something which is not meant to last. The Mishim for Dabrias, it was by Nashmush, it's by Tramsma. Anyway, now a very interesting question, and that's where I finish, is stitches on a human being. Yeah, stitching on a human being. I don't know when that concept came in. I mean, there were operations at the Stoyetzadoifen, when there were stitches, there must have been some sort of a stitches. Is there a Chiyam Mishim Aleichas Toifer? Now, stitches, let's say, we'll go according to Das HaMakilim, that toifer has to be permanent. Stitches are either taken out after a time, or they have nowadays these modern sort of stitches which dissolved. Yeah. So the question is, one could say that it's a tefila, v'sinisht shel kayumen. But here we have an interesting thing. What's the idea of tefila? Taking two pieces and sticking them together. Here you have a tefila, but afterwards the human body, the Rebbeinu Shloim, the mafilas, it's made that there's the tissues, or however how it works, stay joined. So the the string is not shokayoma. Either you take it out, let's say the extreme case, where you actually take it out after 2 or 3 weeks, once it's sewn together, the connection stays, but the tefillah doesn't stay. Is that considered a tefillah shokayoma or not? Shaina shana? Very interesting. Very interesting. So the pasuk didn't speak about it. Yeah, we will have to stitch it. Everywhere.
You ask, where can you have it?
Where stitches? The Rosh Hashanah should help. You should never have it. Anywhere. Stitches and all over the body. Oh. And so here in Baruch Hashem, here in Chitzel, it's not a Zayna Gaya, because it's Goyim, and it's Ashris, and I feel like Ashris. Mekem Reitzen, and it's all Tassach HaShach Reshala, if it's a Melechus to Reis, and it's to come late. Even if some Luchah Derbunan is also something very specific. So we see there are some aluchas. You speaking now, sir? Yes? No, it's holiday time, sir. Now, just want to finish very quickly. So the are aluchas in Shabbos, which the nature is part of the melucha. Musha, one of the aluchas is zoyda. Zoyda, after Yiddish, heißt es wind shovel and willowing, heißt es, yeah? Oh, so the after you threshed the grains, yeah, so you had, fresh is the word? Yeah, you had the, grains, not too bad. I had the grains and the
chaff.
So you lifted it up, and either you had a natural wind, or they used to go like, let's say you have a natural wind, which blows away the chaff. Oh. So there you're combining, you're harnessing your work with the, but the question is whether in all meluchas there is such a thing. Here, you're doing the stitching. The stitching is not nizman, but that causes or enables the body to connect. So if such a thing is considered shokayum or not, as kezan zayin agaya, zechen etzisul. So sometimes, again, if it's a pekiyach nefesh, there's no question. Sometimes it's done more for cosmetic reasons, especially if Abbas Yisrael got a cut over here. And if you wait till after Shabbos, it'll blab and sadach, which can stand for shadichim, whatever. Or stand as a shem and then in the book, if it's a problem. So the question is, if it's a melucha deraisa, is ein eitze vein tvinah for you to do it, unless you get an Arab or druze or whatever to do it. If you say it's not, this is a zachus mekem darum zah. Ich kann alle Ihnen sagen, sie sind stark. English is safe, thank you for listening. No, I'm saying you're combining your melucha with nature. Zoyda, we see it. Yeah, Zoyda, what am I? I'm just lifting both of them together. Who's out the pasha? The nature. So him also, I'm doing a sewing, which is not shaka yuma. Nature afterwards keeps these two things together.
If you have a windless day, and everything fell back down again.
Oh, so it could be Zoyda is by the
No.
Oh, whereas Tfida, a normal Tfida, that's what I'm saying, you can't always use the harness, the nature to a manukha.
You can't always use nature to a manukha.
That's what I'm saying. By Zoyda, we do. So why? Because that's by definition Zoyda. Whereas Tfida, you can have a normal Tfida. It's going to stay together. That I didn't do.
It's
so that's the question.
Nein, das ist
nicht. Das ist nicht.